In the Jenin refugee camp on the West Bank, Palestinians are sifting through the destruction left by Israeli occupation, collecting their belongings and searching for survivors. Israeli officials say a pullout from Jenin and Nablus should be completed by the weekend, but tanks and troops will remain in other parts of the West Bank. Israel and the Palestinians are blaming each other for the failure of Secretary of State Colin Powell's mission to negotiate a ceasefire and a complete Israeli withdrawal from places occupied weeks ago. Palestinians say they can't agree to stop hostilities while Israel continues to occupy their towns, NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The Israeli army appears to have begun the process of removing its tanks and soldiers from the Jenin refugee camp, the most devastated battleground in the three-week Israeli offensive. Reporters on the scene say the army is putting some armored personnel carriers on flatbed trucks for removal from the camp. Residents of the camp, who are now returning to the rubble of their homes, say there are no Israeli troops in sight today. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon told Colin Powell the pullout from Jenin and from Nablus, the largest Palestinian city on the West Bank, would occur by the end of this weekend. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Yaffa Ben-Ari suggested the process has begun, but added the completion of the withdrawal depends on the Palestinian side.
Our forces, once completing this major operation of defending ourselves, will come out immediately. There should be some mechanism to make sure that no terrorism is bouncing back. But at the same time, I want to reiterate the call that the Secretary of State Powell did, which is the challenge for the Palestinian side. Unfortunately, Yasser Arafat did not answer this call, refusing to make a clear cut, I would say, in the words of the secretary, a strategic choice to stop terrorism, to put an end to the Palestinian terror.
Israel's defense minister, Benjamin Ben-Eliezer, reaffirmed yesterday that troops would soon be out of Nablus and Jenin and parts of Ramallah. But he also said Israeli forces would continue to surround Yasser Arafat's compound in Ramallah and around the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. There, some 200 armed Palestinians remain inside the church. The Israeli army has been reluctant to attack the church and has offered permanent exile if the gunmen surrender. After meeting with Powell yesterday at his bullet-riddled compound in Ramallah, Arafat excoriated Sharon for his offensive.
Who can accept this? They are continuing their aggression against the Palestinian people. I have to ask the whole international world. I have to ask His Excellency President Bush. I have to ask the United Nations, is this acceptable that I can't go outside from this door? For how long? Do you think this will not reflect in the whole stability and the peace in the Middle East?
Powell left the region after 10 days of diplomatic shuttling. He was trying to convince Arafat to announce a ceasefire and to convince Sharon to withdraw his troops. In the end, Sharon did commit to a timetable for a partial withdrawal. Arafat made no commitments, even if the Israeli withdrawal does take place. Despite the lack of progress, the Powell visit did signal the re-engagement of U.S. diplomacy in the Middle East. The Assistant Secretary of State for the Middle East is remaining here for further talks. Powell said that he and Special Middle East Envoy Anthony Zinni and CIA Director George Tenet would return soon. Tenet led security talks here last year that resulted in a framework for a truce, which is still on the table. One of Arafat's spokesmen, Marwan Kanafani, said all this indicates Powell continues to be serious about negotiating an end to the conflict.
The Secretary of State tried his best. We think that what he did was commendable. He managed to clear out that what's happening in this area is of great concern of not only the United States of America, but also the entire world. He promised that he's going to come back and he's going to leave his team here and he's going to send Tenet and Zinni again. The world is still hoping.
The day after Powell's departure, people here are waiting uneasily to see whether Israel will make good on its withdrawal pledge and whether another suicide bomber will destroy what little hope there is for movement forward. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.